Hello, friends. It is Miss Rachel and Mr. Brian, and this podcast is Catching Time. This is just a 10-minute podcast for you and your family. Whether you're driving to school, coming home from something, super easy to do for you and your kids. Let's get right into it.
We're back. It's Catching Time. This is Brian, Miss Rachel. We're back at it again. I think it's a funny question.
Okay. Because
I think it'll speak to who our kids are.
Okay.
And maybe even our spouses. We'll see. Would you rather get to stay up really late or sleep in really late?
It depends.
Oh, okay.
I always say that. I know I always say that. So I go with the seasons, right?
You know,
so if the sun is shining, I want to be up.
Yes.
But those cold winter, when we get them, mornings, oh my gosh, I could just sleep forever.
Yeah.
So it just depends.
It really
does.
I think it depends on what's happening, right? If it's a party, I want to stay up all night long.
Yeah.
I want to hang out. I don't care if I have to get up early the next day. That's great.
Yeah.
You know, it's just more life. I have the FOMO, right? Like, where I'm scared of sleeping in because what if I'm going to miss something? What if it's part of the reason I love to get up early is I feel like I don't miss anything. I'm the first one up in the house. I know everything that's happened. I get to experience that. It's totally a weird mental thing.
Yeah.
But just going, I don't want to miss a thing.
Yeah. That's a great song, by the way.
Maybe we could clip that into the episode for
it. Sorry.
Don't want to miss a thing. So for me, I would much rather stay up late than sleep in.
Yeah.
But as I look at my kids, if you were to ask this to your child, what do you think are some of the answers we're going to get from students?
Well, so
children,
for our younger kids, I bet you they're going to say
stay up late. Yeah,
stay
absolutely.
Up late because they don't want to get up.
No.
I mean, unless we have that one that was always the early riser that came into your room, the one that you got the clock for that said, this is the time when it turns green.
Then you can get out of bed.
When you can get out of bed. Mm-hmm. And so I think some of our parents listening are like, I yearn for the moment where this will happen for me.
Yeah.
But the situation where my kids are right now is that they would rather stay up late.
Mm-hmm.
But now with my youngest with band practice,
they
get up early.
Yeah.
And so she's actually up before I am. So it's really, really, really crazy.
Yeah.
My oldest up all night.
Yeah.
She would rather stay up. She would absolutely rather stay up. But but my youngest, I think now she would turn into a pumpkin.
And
she'd need to go to sleep.
Well, I also think for younger children and students, like getting to pick my own bedtime is a big deal, right? I remember at one point this summer, we told the boys, hey, you're going to put yourselves to bed, right? Like we gave them that kind of responsibility. Now, again, they were 11 and 9, right?
Yes.
to some extent, we gave them the ability to put themselves to bed, right? They stayed up late, and we were like, you guys should probably get to bed. You know, like we're making a strong suggestion. And they stayed up a little bit later, and then they went to bed. But giving them that autonomy and permission, right? Like I think about some poor college kids who maybe have had their bedtime dictated right up until they went to college. That should not be the case. But sometimes it just happens, right? Different kids need different scheduling. And so how do you help them? How do you help them transition? Because I think most kids are going to go, I'm going to stay up late because I've never gotten to stay up till midnight, right?
Yeah.
You remember that first time?
Oh, gosh, I do.
Yeah.
I do. Oh, my gosh. It was probably New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
You know, Todd and I's parenting was when the kids were younger. New Year's Eve was actually at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, hey, look, it's 9 o'clock. You know, we choose somebody else's, you know, when the ball would drop or whatever, you know, like, you know, I mean, it's not that we were lying to them. Sorry, kids. We weren't lying to you. But for you to have a great day the next day, you needed to get that sleep.
Yeah. I also remember thinking, surely something more happens, right? Like it was such a letdown.
It's the FOMO.
I was like, oh, it's midnight. And like you'd hit New Year's Eve and you always thought something big was going to happen.
Uh-uh.
And I was a Y2K kid. Like, right. I remember thinking, oh, the world was going to blow up.
It didn't.
Mm-hmm. We're still here.
We're here.
And
kids,
students, kids, if you don't know what Y2K is, ask your parents.
Yes.
They'll understand. I just think there was so much more.
Yeah.
Now I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of somebody who would go, well, I'd rather wake. I don't even know why my voice has to change, but I would rather wake up late. I don't know. Why would I answer that?
Because you were up late the night before?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's almost like, you know, well, if you're up late the night before, of course you want to sleep in.
Yeah.
You know, to get the day going. I don't know. I just imagine, like, in my head, like, if it snowed, I'd like to look outside, see the snow, and then go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, and here, I just changed my voice, too.
Yeah, right? Again, it's a mindset, yes. I think. It's totally depends on where you are in the day. Yes. And because yeah. I think my older son, if school was on the table, right? Mm-hmm. I'd much rather sleep in and miss school.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely.
And I can't blame him. I would have done the same thing.
Yes. Yes. Have done the same thing.
have done the same thing. Well, so cool book that I'll throw out there is a book called At Your Best by Carrie Newhoff, right?
Oh,
and he
yeah.
talks about kind of these different stages of the day and where you're green, where you're yellow, where you're red, right? Mm-hmm. I think this could be a cool question, too, to ask with your student of, hey, when do you feel like you operate at your best? Mm-hmm. And maybe we've asked that question before. Or, hey, would you rather do a quiet time or some Bible reading with me in the morning mm-hmm. or in the evening? Mm-hmm. Right? Because you say, hey, I'd rather sleep in. Great. Then on Saturday, I'll let you sleep in. But then could we do a spiritual practice together? Could we do this? Which, again, may feel weird, but I think our students, our kids would love to do that with us.
Yes.
It only feels weird because no one maybe did it with us, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. My parents did, but like, and I love them. I'm not trying to call my mom out, right? but what are some of those, what are some other things we could do with like our littler friends, our preschool friends, our elementary friends that could help us engage in a, how are you at your best during the day conversation?
Yeah, absolutely. I think of times when my kids did wake up early and the first thing we would do was turn on the TV. Okay, instead of turning on the TV, could I have brought out my first Bible book, you know, and looked at the pictures together? And I'm not going to, you know, harp on myself for not doing that because we did it in other ways, but what would it be different? You know, how could it be different when we opened that book instead of turning on the TV to watch whatever the cartoon was of the day, you know? Because what I love about what kids do now is how they can retell those stories.
Yeah.
I love hearing them retell the story and then how it changes over time. You know, like we read the story now and then how will it change next year when they tell the story again, you know? Coming back to it. But how can you create that special time when they are waking up early or when they are staying up late, even though you're not staying up late?
Yeah,
no,
of course
I harp
not.
On that.
Of course not. All right, let's take a quick break. And why don't you guys ask each other some questions in the car? Would you rather stay up really late or sleep really late? And we'll see you in a minute. And we're back. Hopefully you had some great conversation around when you're at your best. Would you rather stay up really late? Would you rather sleep in really late? Rachel, I'm going to ask for a fun story here. Have you ever slept, overslept, right? Like there's sleeping in that's intentional because I have time and I can. Have you ever overslept or have a funny story of doing that?
I'm trying to remember if I ever overslept. The story that's coming to my mind is my career before this was I was a field traveler for Toyota, and I was in California, and I had driven from home because we lived in Long Beach at the time, got dressed in the dark, and I...
Oh, always a fantastic move, yeah.
And didn't realize it until I walked into the dealer, one blue, navy blue shoe, and one black shoe.
Yeah. That is not a good – that's a fashion faux pas. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was pretty hilarious. So I didn't oversleep, but I was – you know, it's more of that like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I did this, you know, thing. And so I just laughed it off with the service and parts managers at the time. And, you know, I'm like, hey, this is what it is. Any customers I met that day, I was like, yeah, I have a black shoe and a blue shoe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure you've done it too.
And just call attention to it early, right? Like, hey, we're all aware. Thank you.
Yeah. So while that was not oversleeping, which I'm sure I've done, I just can't.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't the memory that popped into my head as you asked it.
Yeah.
What about you, Brian?
Me? I've been trying to think while you were telling your story of oversleeping. Definitely some moments even on this year's mission trip where Oh, this is tough. Actually, it happened at camp. So, okay. Supposed to do senior sunrise with my seniors. And thought we had had a conversation that, like, we weren't going to do it. So I was like, I'll silence my alarm. Yeah. I've got another 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Fell asleep. Get a call from the seniors. They're like, hey, sun's about to be up. Where are you? And I just rolled out of bed. Trent's like, Brian, are you okay? Because, like, it was early. Yeah. And I just started walking. He's like, you didn't even say words, Brian. You just you just walked out of our room and just – and he's like, you didn't take a golf cart? Like, my brain wasn't fully awake, mm-mm, right? Like, I could have gotten there much faster, yes, but I just put on flip-flops and kind of zombie walked,
yes,
out to senior, yeah, sunrise. It was a great moment. Yeah. Glad I didn't miss it.
Yes.
But was not at my best, yeah, for it.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, you know, parents, kids, we would love to hear, have you overslept?
Yeah.
You know, was there something, you know, let's add that on to it. Or did you have a funny fashion faux pas moment where you, yeah, had a blue shoe and a black shoe as well? Yeah. We'd love to hear from you. Oh, thanks so much for spending time with us today. Catching that time.
This has been Catching Time. We are so glad that you caught some time with us. We hope that you're catching time with one another. Come back and join us for another episode.